Do you remember that guy? Oh, back in high school? Oh, the one I had such a terrible, bad crush on. Oh, fuck. Fuck, what was his name? Oh, I used to obsess over him. He was my whole world. Isn't it weird how I can't remember his name? Oh, God, he was amazing. From the very moment I saw him, I just knew I had to have him. I never wanted to own anything as bad as I wanted to own every fucking inch of that body. Everything about him just screamed seduction. Oh, the way he spoke, the way he laughed. Fuck. Even the way he walked. Oh, it was so hard to look away from him. But I was such a shy little girl back then. Certainly not brave enough to talk to him. He hung out with a different breed of girl, and he reveled in the attention they paid him. Nothing a shy little bookworm like me could do about that. No. I had to admire him from a distance, but frequently, at school, and then in my dreams every single night. Oh, God. I swear, I fucked myself while thinking about him so much I never had clean sheets. We'd always cross paths in the halls at school, but I'd always look away. The thought of him saying something to me, or just even looking at me, oh, it was enough to make me shake with nerves. If he thought about me at all, he must have thought I was so weird. Oh, whenever I saw him, I was just consumed with these thoughts of him taking me, kissing my lips and my neck, tearing my clothes off right there in school, and fucking me with that huge fucking cock that I just knew he had. Thank you for tight jeans. All I wanted was to spend every night on my knees worshiping him like a fucking god. Can you imagine? All the girls wanted then was to be his girlfriend, his sweetheart. I wanted to be his bitch. Strange thoughts for a virgin to have, but holy shit. Oh, did being tied up and fucked by him get me off back then? Thinking about being spanked by him? Oh. Having my hair pulled. Him forcing his cock down my throat until I gagged and cried. Fuck. Oh. It was a fucking obsession. Still, he wasn't into girls like me back then. Too flat-chested, too mousy, so quiet. Not the outspoken, confident, loud, and bubbly. Oh, bubbly girls. I'd always see him kissing in between classes. Those were the ones he deemed worthy of his presence. Those were the ones I'd hear whispered stories about around campus. Who he'd fucked, who'd sucked his cock. Oh, God, I was so jealous of them. I hated them all. But it didn't stop me from loving him. I knew they couldn't give him what he really wanted. He just didn't know it then. They were so boring. Unimaginative. Ugh, all dressed the same. All talking the same. Acting the same. Practically fucking clones. He needed something different. Yeah. I knew I could give it to him. I couldn't talk to him. Oh, I wanted to tell him. I longed to tell him about all that kinky, fucked up things I wanted him to do to me. All the ways I'd let him abuse me. Oh, how I would love every second of it. How nothing would ever be too much for me. I wanted that cock of his to belong only in me. I wanted it all. I wanted him to fuck my mouth. I wanted him to stretch my cunt around his gorgeous cock. Oh, so I could milk every last drop of his cum inside me. Fuck. Oh, I wanted to spend every waking moment pleasing him and loving him and obeying his every instruction. Happened to him. After high school, I lost track of him, but that happens, you know? People move on, move around, lose touch with each other. Ah, which is why it was so funny when I found you. First I thought I recognized you. There was something about you that made you a dead ringer for somebody I used to know. But not quite. Him. Well, he was so confident. Masculine, desirable. You? Well, I don't think he would have made a ball gag look quite as good as you do. No. You weren't him. Not anymore, anyway. Yeah, I wonder what happened to him. Someone as confident and sexy as that must be shacked up with a wife and a couple of kids by now, right? Probably became the man I always thought he'd become. The one I wanted to fuck and love and marry. Christ, I was so stupid back then. Oh. Anyway, I need to go run some errands. I'd loosen the ropes, but I don't think I'm done with you yet today. Oh, sweetie. Don't even bother trying to speak. That thing's in tight, and I prefer you quiet. Now be a good boy for me and stay right there, nice and quiet. If you're good, I might even let you come when I get back. If I do come back, of course.